Well, right now everything's kind of, it's calm right now. The freeways are, there's nobody on the freeway, and everyone is either, you know, at an evacuation center or, you know, staying in their homes. We've been told not to be outside if we don't need to be. It's really bad outside. Just, I mean, you just walk outside and your eyes start stinging. And if you, we try to take my brother's dog for a walk, and, you know, after a couple minutes you can feel it in your lungs and you have to turn around.
Are you not supposed to be in that area right now?
This is a mandatory evacuation area, but right now it's almost because so many areas are evacuated. It's a null point, you know, because everyone has to be gone. So, I mean, there's 300,000 people evacuated. So, yeah, that means that we're evacuated. We're not supposed to be here. There isn't really anyone else here. But you can't see anything. And as long as the winds aren't moving and we don't see any fire trucks, you know, we're okay. We just aren't planning to be here for very long. We're just going to head back towards the coast. We're going to head to one of the evacuation centers.
Now, this has happened to you before. You said 11 years ago.
Yeah, actually, almost 11 years ago on this past Saturday, my parents' home burned down in a wildfire, much like this one, not nearly as large. This is the largest one we've ever had here. That time, we didn't have any time to evacuate. That's sort of the difference. This time, there's been a lot of hurry up and wait. And when my parents' house burned down, we had 15 minutes. It came so quick, we didn't even know what hit us. And then, you know, we were gone.
All right, Susan, anything else you want to add?
Everyone is helping everyone, and everyone is being so cooperative that that's really great. But people are thinking that maybe things are dying down, and really they're not. It's really not over yet, because it's not contained at all.